Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, managing editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Good to have you with us. We have a news story that's been percolating for a while, and it has to do with Amherst Democrat Stan Rosenberg, who will officially resign today at 5 p.m. The Senate has accepted his resignation, and of course, we heard that the governor and the attorney general from different parties in Massachusetts both called for him to resign.
Stan announced that he was resigning on Thursday afternoon after a report was released on Wednesday from the State Senate Ethics Committee citing a failure of judgment and leadership. This is all related to behavior by Rosenberg's now estranged husband, Brian Hefner. Hefner is indicted on multiple counts of sexual assault and criminal lewdness, has been accused of using his access to Rosenberg's email and phone to meddle in Senate affairs, and Rosenberg has been accused of providing Hefner with that access and that being a breach of ethics. Rosenberg has served in the state Senate since 1991, and previous to this matter was quite widely praised for his work there and then his growing leadership. So this is certainly a very pointed moment at the end of his career.
From there to the Berkshire County District Attorney's race.
Yeah, yesterday, the current Berkshire County District Attorney, Paul Coccaviello, has announced that he will be running for his seat. He was appointed to that seat in March when David Capelis resigned. He faces Andrea Harrington, who ran for state Senate in 2016 and lost in that primary to Adam Hines, and Judith Knight, who ran for the district attorney seat in 2006 against David Capelis. And voters will choose among those candidates in the September 4th primary.
Finally, a story about something called the Berkshire Lightscape Project. What's this?
So Ellie Hammerling of Pittsfield is a man who launched the Berkshire Lightscapes Project, and yesterday Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. gave Hammerling their Person of the Year award for this project. It right now lights the historic agricultural bank building with a sort of a rotating, colorful display you can see at night. And Hammerling's in the process of raising another $50,000 to match a grant from Mass Development to create more of these lightscapes in downtown Pittsfield. They draw people downtown, people take video of them, and he's hoping that this contributes to more people walking downtown and enjoying the businesses there.
Samantha Wood, managing editor for News from the Berkshire Eagle, joining us this morning. For more, you can head to berkshireeagle.com. Hey, thanks, Samantha. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, David. Have a good weekend.